Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and today I'm joined by Stephen Pfister. Hey, did I say your name right, Steve?
You did. Oh. Top of the leaderboard.
Oh, yay. You make sure you stay nice and close to the microphone there for me. I don't want to lose you. Hey, Stephen posted to my Facebook group, Everything Fraser Coast, a few little events coming up, and he caught my eye because he's only a small business himself, but he's doing some really positive things out there. So, Steve, thank you for joining me today. First of all, welcome to Hervey Bay. I know you're recently new to the Bay.
One whole year.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm almost a local.
Now, you've got about 30 years to go before you can be considered a local.
I know, that's what they said when I moved to the Gold Coast all those years ago.
Have you been running, are you running away from the Gold Coast?
Yes.
Nice.
This is like the Gold Coast was 40 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
No high rise. Find a parking spot. Love it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I grew up on the Gold Coast, so I totally get that analogy. And that's why a lot of people up here have relocated from the Gold Coast. Mm. So, so tell me, what do you do?
I look after digital marketing for small businesses.
Right.
So I can set up systems for people. And my wife and I work together. She does Facebook advertising and I do all the automated stuff with landing pages and email automation and the bots and websites. But we're taking it another step further and now we're doing courses to help everyone so they can do it themselves.
Okay, so step back a little bit. You mentioned Irene, your
yes,
lovely wife.
My beautiful Brazilian wife.
Brazilian. Oh, well, wish she came. Irene, you've got to come next time so I can hear your accent. Okay, so you said a whole bunch of things that you do, which I only got 50% of it because I use Facebook, I use my website, but putting the word email and automation together gets me a little bit nervous and I definitely don't know what a bot is, unless I'm sitting on it. So what, for us newbies here in like doing online marketing and digital marketing, mm-hmm. What is a bot?
A bot is basically a software system that Facebook developed, or they put it onto their messenger. So a whole lot of companies have built these bots. So it's just an automated answer to a question.
Oh.
And it's all pre-recorded. So it's not artificial intelligence. They're actually, when I sit down with a customer, I go, what are your 10 most frequently asked questions? And then I'll write the questions in and then I write the answers to them.
In Messenger mm-hmm. or through Facebook, I send a message.
Mm-hmm.
Does it pick up on the words I'm using and then do an automatic reply?
Yeah, it picks up on keywords.
Here I am sending, I send a lot of messages through Facebook. Say I've come across someone or something happening and I think, oh, I'd like to do a podcast on that. Mm-hmm. I will send a message through Facebook. And I'm always really impressed at how quickly some of these sites respond to me. Are you saying it's a bot?
It's a bot.
Oh.
They answer 24/7.
I didn't know that's what a bot was.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm pretty excited because on Saturday I'm coming along to a workshop that you're holding. I hope Irene's going to be there too.
She's the main speaker.
Oh, okay.
She's talking Facebook.
Fabulous. And I'm going to leave that day with a bot.
You are. We're going to be building a question and answer bot for people. So it's going to be like you can pre-ask questions. So I've got a real estate agent that has a bot that they go, when are you looking at buying your property? 3 months, 6 months, now. And depending on the buttons they push, we tag them into different areas.
Yes.
So anyone that's now and has the budget and finance and everything, that goes straight to their phone as a hot lead that they can ring up and talk to instantly.
Okay. Well, I talk to a lot of small businesses and I talk to a lot of startup businesses.
Mm-hmm.
So the workshop on Saturday, I'm not paying you big dollars for this bot. This is just part of coming and having this session with you. And the session, I think I paid $47.
Yeah. And we're throwing in lunch.
And that's lunch as well. And
yeah.
This is out at the boat club.
Yeah.
So that's fabulous. So what other things would I pick up other than just the bot?
Irene's going to go through your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, it's funny, people will pay to get a website built, but then they'll go onto Facebook and just click and add things and they don't really have a plan and they don't exactly know the whole back end of it. And sometimes links don't work and photos are pixelated and it's just not set up properly.
Right.
So the most important thing in a business is to have your foundations correct.
Right.
So we're going to start on that.
Fabulous.
With the Facebook page for people, okay, and go through some of that.
So the social media is one side of digital marketing.
Yeah.
Yep. What else do you do?
Email automation. Yep. So a lot of the time, I've known people that would just copy and paste a letter and send out 50 or 100.
Yes.
And sit hours. And
yes,
I'm like, well, what are you doing?
Me.
Yeah. I go, I can do this and click and it all goes out.
Right.
It takes 2 minutes. And the automation is good because if someone fills out a form on your website,
yes,
it goes into your automation and they get an answer straight away. And then they get every day or two another email, another email, another email. And you're sitting on the beach or at a restaurant or whatever, and your business is working for you while you're not there.
Yep, okay, keeping a lead hot, basically.
Yeah,
if they have progressing it.
Yeah, just educating them along the realms. And then after 4 or 5, you know, ask them for an appointment or ask for a sale or whatever, depending on where they are in the process.
Okay, and you design that for your own flavour of your website, your own questions and your own temperament to how, I guess, aggressive you want to push that correspondence.
Yeah, we tend to do a bit low-key. We tend to educate.
Yes.
Because we found if people are learning, they're going, oh my goodness, I didn't know that. Oh, that's great, that's great. These guys know what they're talking about. I want to talk to them.
Yes.
If I get on and go, hey, buy this, they're going to go, well, who are you? I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
I don't want that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So when we were just chatting before, I like what you're doing, Steve, like you're helping businesses and okay, but you're obviously wanting to get paid what you're doing, but you're also giving to the community by having a fortnightly, you're getting people together. And
with our little meetup group.
Yeah, your meetup group. So tell me about your meetup group.
We meet every second Thursday from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock. We've been moving around a bit, trying to find different restaurants and sharing the love a little bit, but we've decided that it's the waterfront restaurant down where they had the weddings and everything is a really nice place.
Well, actually, the easiest way to find the waterfront, I found, because the taxi driver I went in recently didn't have a clue where I was going. It's basically in the same building as the aquarium.
Yeah.
That's the easiest way. It's a landmark.
That's where it is, yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful there. Like, it's right on the water. It's quiet. They make nice coffee.
Yeah.
You know, we've got a big table set up. And it's free for everyone to come along. If you want a coffee, buy a coffee. Otherwise, just sit there and meet some other local business owners. Have a chat. We share ideas. And we help them with Facebook and give them some pointers and tips and everything.
That's awesome. So you don't have to go every time. It's just when you want to.
Yeah, yeah. I used to be in a group where we had to go every single Tuesday. And then there'd be some mornings where you go, oh, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So we said, look, every 2 weeks. And, you know, the more you turn up, the more you're going to learn.
That's right.
And it's free. So,
and you can also network with the other people there.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of networking going on with people. I go, I didn't, and you know, I didn't know you did this. Yeah. Oh, let's meet up and let's, you know.
And they make fabulous coffee.
They make great coffee.
They do. I like their coffee.
And it's an awesome, relaxing place to just sit and, you know, look at the world.
Okay, so where do we find the meetup dates?
If you go to the, if you type in meetup on Google.
Yes.
It'll come up there and just type in Harvey Bay events and you'll see strategies on the bay and that's us there.
That's fabulous, and you might want to educate everybody what meetup is, because I hadn't even heard of, maybe I'm in a hole, I don't know, but the meetup app I hadn't even heard of until I saw your meetup invitation shared to the group.
Okay, meetup has been around a few years, and what it was.
I am living in a cave.
it was designed for people that had the same sort of likes to join people. So there might be someone who liked walking their dog at a certain time, and they go, "Hey, well, I'm going to be doing this. Who wants to join me?" So that's why it's called meetup. They'd meet up at a certain point and go and do their thing and make friends and all the rest of it. Then the businesses went, "This is a pretty cool way of getting local people into do an event." So different businesses now are using it as a way to meet other business owners and start their own group. And you have to pay to actually start up a group, but you can, joining's free for people just to join and click on all the different groups.
Well, you know, in Harvey Bay there's only 3 men on RSVP. Maybe this could also be used as a hookup.
Well, I believe Facebook's about to set up a a personal section.
I gave up on RSVP years ago.
No hiding now.
Oh, see, that's awesome. Is there anything else that you can share, or what's going on in your busy life?
So much going on. I'm getting ready for Saturday. I'm building a new bot for everybody. I've got one myself that I do for previews. So everyone says, you know, the more previews you have on Google and Facebook, the better your business looks.
Yes.
And people use the star rating more than they do listening to what the business owner says about how great they are.
Yes.
So I've got a bot that will send out a message to them and say, hey, you know, it was really nice working with you. Would you mind clicking here and sending us a review?
That's really nice, because I know from personal experience that can sometimes be an uncomfortable question to ask someone to star rate you.
Mm.
It is. It's much nicer if a robot can do it.
Exactly. And they don't care if you swear at them, because...
Oh, no one's going to swear.
No, but if they go, oh, bugger off, I'm not doing it, they just ignore it.
That's right.
And then there's no feelings lost because you haven't been.
Oh, that's great. So do you have any seats left for Saturday?
We have a few left, yes.
So, well, I hope people can come and join us.
Oh, it's going to be a really fun day.
Yeah.
Irene's really great with her Facebook. She learnt by a digital agency in America. This guy's got 14 staff, really big agency, worth millions. And she learnt all the tricks and tips off him, mm-hmm. and we've evolved with that over the years to get the Facebook happening properly.
That's fantastic. So look forward to seeing some of you out there on Saturday. I'm going to share the link again, or just did on our Facebook group, and I'll do a little blog like I always do. If you can't come on Saturday, by all means touch base with you, Steve, about meetup.
Yeah.
And of course, if you need any help with your Facebook or social, Instagram, website, melding it all together, making it easier.
It's automating everything, or just making it all work properly.
So that you can have the, the mojito on the beach and your computer's doing it for you.
That lifestyle, yeah, that's right.
And those orders are coming in. Steve and Irene are the ones to talk to. So fabulous. I'm so excited to get a bot. I want to show everyone my bot.
Are you allowed to do that?
Got to keep it PG. Okay, Steve, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.